For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team returns home for the next 2 weeks to wrap up the regular season, joined by senior defensive end Dan Keebler. Be blunt. How frustrated has the team been here these last couple of weeks?
Very. There's not much we can do. We're just going to play to the best of our abilities these last two games. Hopefully the young guys play for the seniors, me being included. Hopefully they can step it up these last couple of weeks and we can get a couple wins here for the school.
In the three-game winning streak, what was going right for you?
Everything. We had defense, we had offense, and it was a combined team effort, and just something that fell off the wagon once we hit Duluth.
You guys obviously made one heck of a valiant comeback last Saturday in St. Cloud. Does that make it even more frustrating when you know you got yourself in such a big hole early that you couldn't dig out of it?
Yeah, it was very, very upsetting. But I think around that third, fourth quarter, second half, really, people were starting to fly around with more emotion. And that's something that we just don't come out with in the first half, and it's really upsetting to see sometimes.
Who has impressed you on the defensive side of the ball in particular? Because, quite honestly, you guys have kept him in virtually every game this year.
Yeah. Colton Blasek, I give him props. You know, he's all over the place. And same thing with Scott Christensen and that whole backer crew, Greg Button, Connor Quinn. They're just doing a great job. And there's not much we can do up front. We get double-teamed a lot, so...
Well, no, you're getting the double teams so that they can run free, right?
Definitely, yeah.
What have you learned on the field these last couple of years that you can use in real life down the road?
Discipline. Just really taking out what you can dish. And, you know, the way it goes on the field really relates to real life. And it's a valid question to ask anybody. You know, what can you really learn from this? And I think discipline would be the most important thing.
You were a wrestler in high school, from what I understand.
Yeah.
It's a very one-on-one, me versus you kind of sport. It's a team sport, too, but it's very similar to being a D-end, isn't it?
In a way, yeah, it is. Except it's more two-on-one these days than it is one-on-one.
You need to be very disciplined, like you mentioned, as a wrestler. You can't eat too much. You got to work out. You got to keep your weight where it needs to be.
Mm.
What can that discipline also teach you in real life?
Perseverance. I mean, really pushing through the hard times and getting through all those challenges in life.
Two more weeks to go. It's hard to believe that career's already over.
It's pretty tough to believe. I can remember my freshman year still, just like it was yesterday, but unfortunately it's dwindling down here.
Is it going to be even more special? Your last two games are going to be on that field?
Oh, yes. I was very excited for these last two games. Since they're home games, you know, no traveling, don't have to dress up or nothing. I don't have to skip class, miss tests. So it's really to our advantage these last two games, and hopefully we can win them.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, doesn't everybody want to be a pro athlete? Doesn't everybody? But I want to be a PE teacher. I want to teach kids, and I want to teach them that discipline and that perseverance that I was taught when I was in high school and college.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That's our player profile with senior defensive end Dan Keebler. His head coach, Jeff Tesch, returns next. Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.